www.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two, and we'll take your calls about anything. Whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got live streaming, including the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version as well. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
All right. So lots of stuff to talk about tonight. We got emails. We've got all kinds of issues. And again, you can control the show at 800-259-9231. Spotted this one today. Air America Radio, one of our competitors, is being investigated after, well, apparently the Randy Rhodes show has caught the attention of the Secret Service. Government officials are reviewing a skit which aired on the network this Monday featuring an apparent gunshot warning to the president. The skit went something like this. The announcer said, and I couldn't find the actual clip, but the announcer said, a spoiled child is telling us our Social Security isn't safe anymore, so he's going to fix it for us. Well, here's your answer, you ungrateful whelp. And then they give you something like four V's in a row. Four of those in a row, which, and then after that it says, just try it, you little bastard. And then they have audio of a gun being cocked. That's apparently what the Secret Service is investigating.
Wow. Not smart. It's not good to say George Bush and then put a gun noise.
They didn't actually say George Bush. They said a spoiled child, which I think that's referring to George Bush.
Of course.
Yeah. But what's really interesting about this is Air America is the so-called progressive network, which means liberal, which means socialist. That's the slant that the entire network takes. So it's interesting that these so-called progressives that normally support gun control are using guns in their skit in order to threaten, allegedly threaten the president. If they really
they absolutely do believe
in guns.
If they
really believed in gun control, they would, you know, have had a knife sharpening noise.
No. They believe in guns. They just want the government to have it so that you can't rebel.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just pointing out that they don't believe that the average citizen should have them. I don't think they're suggesting that the government was going to be attacking the president here, but I think it's a little asinine for the Secret Service to be investigating this. But it's not like they.
I mean, what does it take? What does it take to get investigated by the Secret Service nowadays? I mean, what if I said I wouldn't mind it so much if President Bush suffered a bullet-related death?
Well, maybe we could get ourselves on the Drudge Report if we keep saying things like that. 1-800-259-9231. I've said things before, like if some politicians in Washington suffered violent deaths, you know, I wouldn't necessarily support it because I don't support violence in order to achieve political change, but I wouldn't shed a tear at the same time.
Right.
Just a few less scumbags in my book, because I believe that the government is nothing more than a legal mafia. They're nothing more than a well-dressed group of thugs, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. From top to bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your run-of-the-mill goons who
are the enforcers.
The enforcers. All the way up to the dawn.
Yep. Exactly. Another thing about George Bush, speaking of some of the emails that we got, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, brilliant email came in from GDTP. He says, hey guys, I just listened to the April 16th show where you read John Stossel's account of a soldier getting kicked out of the army after being seen holding hands with another man because that was considered a homosexual act. You remember talking about that, man?
Someone must have asked, and someone must have told.
Well, actually, just somebody saw someone holding hands, and that was what the whole ejection was based on. Well, now he includes a few pictures in his email. Take a look at these Reuters photos from today's news. George Bush is holding hands with a guy in dress as they walk through a flower garden. Does this mean that Bush can be disenrolled as commander-in-chief? I'd be willing to change my position on gays in the military if that were the case.
It certainly is pictures of George holding hands with a guy in a dress.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. There are pictures of George Bush with some sheik from Saudi Arabia.
It looks like Crown Prince Abdullah.
It does.
Yeah. And they are walking through a flower garden together.
They aren't French kissing or anything.
Not
but they
in those
look
photos.
Like, they look like they...
Who knows what was going on in the limos before
there's
this stuff?
I don't know.
There's some cute pictures.
But, I mean, he makes an excellent point. As funny as it is to see the pictures of George Bush holding hands with another another man. The emailer makes a great point. Well, if we can kick this guy out for holding hands and he's in the military, why can't we eject George? If you're going to be, if you're going to have a anti-gay policy, you must be consistent about it. So I say throw him out of office. He was caught holding hands.
Well, no. He doesn't have to get out of office. He just has to not be the commander.
Not be the commander in chief anymore. Would that mean that we'd get to bring everybody back home by default because retroactively eliminate all the orders he'd given in the past?
Somebody would have to take over. No, I mean, because they really are over there. Somebody would have to take over for him.
It would likely be Dick Cheney, of course.
Dick Cheney, who would... Well, he'd probably try to take over the world immediately.
1-800-259-9231. So, yeah, you can email
As far as I'm concerned, George can go ahead and French kiss Prince Abdullah. I'd rather have him than Dick Cheney. So,
here's another email we got from one of our international listeners. We have people listening all over the world to Free Talk Live. This one is from Dave. He says, "Hey, dudes, great show. I'm picking it up online here in Mareeba, North Queensland, Australia. I've learned more about America from listening to your show for 1 week than I've ever learned listening to the news over here. It's very comforting to know that you're not all like your current administration, which is honestly the only thing that we ever see. Imagine a world that judges the average American by the 10-second soundbites from Bush and his cronies. You know, I never imagined that. I never imagined that people outside of America saw everyone that way. I thought that... people outside America just kind of figured that we were our administration was bad, but not necessarily that everyone was.
Oh no,
like
they think we're all bad.
Really?
I talked to a Greek fella a couple weeks ago, and when he was over in Greece, he just had the impression that all Americans are asses.
Wow, that's not going to do us much good on the world scene over time. I don't think this impression. So I'm glad that we're out there counteracting it in some people in the international community. The arrogance from these individuals, this is Dave again, Dave says, the arrogance from these individuals is stupefying, but the average person outside the U.S. thinks that everyone in America is like that. They don't get to see the average men and women who are struggling against the very same tyranny that we are. What I'm saying is that most of us outside the United States only get to see what America thinks when one of these idiots opens his or her mouths. They are your representatives to the world, which is at least half the reason the U.S. is so hated by the rest of the world. Great points.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, then he says, I digress. I was actually writing to make another point entirely. Have any of you heard of the phrase gifted?
Yeah, gifted generally means, smarter than average kid.
He says,
and I've noticed that they've kind of, to some extent or another, been sprinkling on the special kids, too. Special and gifted, to me, means something entirely different.
Right.
Apparently, they call them GTs over in Australia, which stands for gifted and talented.
Okay.
Anyway, he says it's an inside joke because he apparently is a GT.
Uh-huh.
Because most of us consider it to be a curse instead of a gift, even if it is unusual intelligence. These distinctions are not made at school. If you're different, you're singled out no matter what reason. GTs are also incredibly sensitive individuals, so they're very often quiet and unassuming. They either go to university and get harvested by corporations or government, or they end up hiding away in their rooms or their garages, tinkering and thinking, always thinking, very often feeling incredibly alone and misunderstood. This is because they're misunderstood to a large degree. However, gifted can't be covered in a paragraph, as there is so much more to it. Every now and then, one of them gets the courage to come forward, like some guy who builds a motor that runs on water in his garage. All timid and shucks gee whiz innocent. Then along comes the harvester, and he's destroyed. And a powerful lesson to any of those other geniuses out there hiding who might decide to stick their head up. It's an interesting perspective, and we'll explore the whole gifted thing a little bit more coming up. Your calls as well. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. I'm still trying to figure out what your gift is, man, which this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Putting up with you.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, and you can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manly.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. All kinds of topics and conversations there. 13,000 posts. Actually, over 13,000 posts. And over 400 people interacting there on a daily basis. So be sure you go check it out at freetalklive.com. We're talking about an email sent to us by one of our listeners in Australia, one of our international listeners, David. He's talking about what he calls gifted thinkers. Apparently, that's what they're... Or gifted and talented, GTs, is what they call them over in Australia. People who are, as they call, gifted here in the States, meaning they are usually of higher intelligence than the average person. And he's saying that now and then one of them comes forward with a neat idea, like a motor that runs on water, and he built it in his garage, and all, as he describes it, all timid and shucks gee whiz innocent. And then he says, along comes the harvester, and he's destroyed.
What is the harvester?
I think what he's saying is basically that these people that come out with these inventions end up getting, like, shut down by the government or some sort of industry or a lawsuit or something like that, because the idea that their concept, their idea, what they've created is too powerful, that it threatens industry.
I've been hearing this kind of urban myth sort of thing for mm-hmm. years. I remember my uncle told me when I was, like, 7 or 8 or 9, that about a guy who created a car battery that, you know, would run, you know, it would go completely dead, and then the next morning, bam, it would be good again. It was the never-ending car battery, kind of right. Like you know, a Willy Wonka car battery. you bought this car battery and never need another car battery again. And apparently, the car battery company's got wind of this car battery that you never need to buy another car battery again, and they stopped it. And they bought it from him. They took the patent that they had purchased from the guy for, you know, obviously 30 pieces of silver or whatever, and never heard from again.
Well,
the
diehard tastes like a diehard.
Games like that are played with patent law, man, which there are people that are predatory, companies that are predatory with patents that do those sorts of things.
And then don't use this really great invention that would make them a buttload of money?
It depends on the situation. Anyway, we have seen news articles. There was a guy that did build an engine that was very, very highly efficient, a matter of months ago here in the state of Florida. And that's all we've heard about that since. And our very own co-host Johnson claims that cold fusion is certainly very possible, but yet nobody's doing anything with that either. And so I think there's definitely a government / industry collusion going on somewhere. We don't have any evidence of it. You know, there's nothing more than just rumor and just what people have heard. But nonetheless, this is where he's coming from. He says that they poach these gifted thinkers because they know that they're not smart enough to create what they need or to figure out what they need to know. And that's another bizarro kind of sounding sentence. But I think what he's referring to there, I went to a gifted high school when I was in high school age. And one thing that I've noticed about my friends that I have from that, one of them in particular, he's very, very good at doing math and doing, you know, other sorts of mind activities, if you will. But in the common sense category, there's nothing there. I mean, he's a smart kid, but as far as common, typical, everyday sorts of things, it's like... So I think that in some cases, I think that the whole gifted concept is a little bit overrated. I think that, first of all, tests and studies have shown that intelligence quotient, IQ, is way overrated.
Yeah, IQ test is total bunk.
Right, and that
indicates nothing.
And that was the one key that got me into the gifted school, was that I scored well on the IQ test.
It shows that you have the ability to figure out certain problems, and it's not total bunk. It's
problem solving, putting puzzles together.
You know, I think that the IQ tests are great when they're in that 90 to 120 range in there. Like, they can probably get you down pretty close. When you start getting into the below 90 range, I mean, you have to start using pictures to communicate with people. So, I mean, different types of IQ tests. But I don't think you can really create an IQ test for somebody who has an IQ over 130 or 140.
Well,
not to get any kind of accuracy.
I think to suggest that because somebody scores high on an IQ test that they're smart, or to suggest that someone scores low that they're stupid is ignorant of the whole process. And again, it's ignorant of different types of intelligence, like is what I'm describing with the common sense kind of intelligence. You could score high on like the math style IQ, the I don't know what the word for it is, the kind of put things together style IQ, and then the common sense of just living your daily life and making the right decision at the right time, you would score low. So I think that some gifted people, so-called gifted people, may be good in one area, but I think they may be lacking in another area to sort of compensate for that, in the way that we see many things in life, the double-edged sword, if
you will. Well, Harvard has identified, their school of something or other, identified 7 aspects of intelligence, and one can be intelligent in, you know, spatial conceptualization, and,
right.
You know, it would probably make you a really great architect or artist or something like that, you know, and then just normal in the rest of them.
I mean, geez, look at the rest of the people that I went to high school with. They're all being doctors and lawyers and stuff, and here I am just a talk show host, right?
It's true.
Anyway, he says, there is hope, though. The people who have the brains to create everything we need to be totally self-sufficient are hiding, untapped, and isolated. Have you ever wondered what the meek and the meek shall inherit the earth means? The answer is known or can be quickly worked out by those gifted thinkers working together. And the best part is that most GTs have a deep need to stand for something noble in their lives and do good deeds for humanity. Unfortunately, most of these people have no idea that they even have a name for what they've been suffering all these years, let alone another bunch of people who are exactly like them. And so anyway, he seems to think that gifted adults could solve the world's problems.
Heard that theory too.
And it's an interesting idea, and I think that he may be correct in that some of them are so meek and unassuming that they'll never be in a position of solving anybody's world's problems. I think a lot of the people that he's describing, and I don't know if all gifted people are this way, but I think a lot of them are, as the Myers-Briggs test describes, as introverted.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was talking about earlier, just kind of staying home and, you know, not really going out and doing
things. The Myers-Briggs definition
people.
Of an introvert is a person who thinks in their mind. They problem solve by thinking rather than problem solve by speaking. You and I would be defined in the Myers-Briggs definition as extroverts because we have to talk out solutions to problems.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert on this particular thing, but I've taken these tests before, the mm-hmm. ISTP, ESTP test things. And when I was a kid, I scored as an introvert, and I took one recently and scored as an extrovert. And I know that I was more introverted, and a lot of the questions on the test have to do with, you know, what do you do at a party? You know, I mean, they actually have to do with social situations
they
and
do.
How you express yourself
Absolutely.
There. And I think being an introvert, you don't like going to parties, and I don't like going to parties, but that's not because I don't like being around people. It's just because I don't like parties, and I think they're lame and, you know, superficial and pointless.
Because they are.
Right. I do enjoy conversation, but if I'm around new people, I have the ability to be extroverted and meet new people and, you know, introduce myself and talk to people. And I think that, you know, that's something that if you're a gifted person and you are an introvert, if you really want to have this effect that David is looking for on the world of changing the world and solving the world's problems, you're going to have to become an extrovert. I mean, really, that's the kind of like the hurdle you have to get over.
Absolutely.
Because if you can't talk to people, if you can't interact with people on a person-to-person basis, you're destined to be working in a lab somewhere or be, you know, toiling away in your garage on your secret experiment or whatever it is. So so we're here. I consider all of us gifted in various different ways. And we have a gift that we want to give to the world, and that is the message of freedom and liberty, and that's the point behind Free Talk Live. We're glad you're here with us, and we want you to pick up the phones and take control of the show at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, anything goes. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's no backstage pass or anything like that you need to get. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to John in Sarasota. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Johnson, actually. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Johnson.
I want to call in. You guys mentioned the test that you were talking about, taking a test and becoming an extrovert now and
right.
Or having a different result.
The Myers-Briggs
test. Yeah, the Myers-Briggs test, the Myers-Briggs personality type test. What it's supposed to measure is you're supposed to answer as how you naturally are.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you change over the course of your life. You change how you behave, not how you naturally react to a situation. And I know because, I actually, as a youth, was tested as an INFP, according to that. And that means that I was an introverted, intuitive, feeling perceiver.
I was calculated as an ENTJ,
yeah.
Which is the opposite of you.
Well, that's exactly what I am now.
I think that's what I scored recently, too, as I recall.
Yeah you're a little Hitler, too.
We're probably all ENTJs. We're all extroverted. We're all able to see the details of things, because the opposite of N is sensing, which is people who only they take data in, and they're not able to see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all definitely extroverted, bigger picture, thinking, judgmental people. I mean, that pretty much describes us. But apparently when I was a kid, I was a little touchy-feely wussy boy. You know, that's who I used to be. But I got over it, you know?
Right. People can change.
I wanted to comment on that. And speaking of people changing, I wanted to comment on last night's show as well.
Okay.
Anti-freedom. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that you were supporting these debtors' prisons.
Oh, debtors' prisons?
I couldn't believe it. I was in shock today listening to the show from last night.
Well, it was a topic that had never come up before on Free Talk Live, and so Manwich and I were both trying to feel our way through it, and I think, Manwich, you even kind of changed your position during the half hour that we were talking about.
I don't like the
so
idea.
So now you both support using the guns of government to point guns at people because someone decided to lend them money, and so now the government should decide.
No. It wouldn't be. It wouldn't necessarily be the government. It would be just a contract enforcement. As Manwich was putting forth last night, you would be able to get a low interest loan if you are willing to sign
an indentured servitude agreement.
So would you guys like be in support of contracts saying pretty much whatever the people decide, like back in times like the Merchant of Venice style stuff?
Yeah, that's indentured servitude.
Half a pound of flesh from anywhere on your body. If you know.
Yes, absolutely. Selling body parts should be completely legal, Johnson.
So, if somebody doesn't pay back their loan yet, cut out their heart.
If it's in the contract that you can cut out their heart, I don't see why not. I mean, we're being excessive, and it's not like anybody's really going to sign a contract like that, but shouldn't they be free to, Johnson, if they want to?
That's what the Merchant of Venice was about, is someone signing a contract
It was fiction.
Like that.
Shouldn't they be free? I'm not saying that I would sign that contract, nor anyone else here would sign that contract, but shouldn't you have the freedom to sign away your freedom? I mean, we sign away our freedom to the government every day when we, go to get our driver's licenses and all the other different restrictions on our lives that they have, that we supposedly only have restrictions on because of statutes and because we volunteer into the system, like the sales tax and the income tax and things like that.
Okay.
Shouldn't we be able to contract with one another to that extent?
Okay, but then who decides what's fraud and what's not? Because there are some people who are just plain stupid, who will sign a contract or not bother to read it because it's too long.
Well,
somebody will sneak a little clause in there somewhere. And
I think contracts would be probably shorter in a free market, although I'm just totally hypothesizing on this one. I think that a lot of contracts are extra long today because of all of the legal issues that surround whatever it is they're contracting, because of the fears of lawsuits and that sort of thing.
I think if you were able to sign away a half pound of flesh, it would be a little bit more, you'd think it would be more important to...
Well, that's a good point. I think that if there were contracts that could have provisions like that, people would be really careful about what they were reading before they opened up that Windows XP CD. I think it would create a more a society of people that pay attention, and I think it's important. I admit I don't read the user license agreements when I install software.
I'll tell you, you're not gonna enforce that contract in a court of law unless somebody initials that paragraph. Okay? Initials the paragraph that says that they get a pound of flesh or they get a year's worth of indentured servitude or anything like that. No jury's gonna go for that. And if the guy stands up and says, it was a 19-page contract. I thought it was a gym membership and I just wanted to lift some weights and now they got my wife and kids. They won't give them back. I'm sorry. Nobody's gonna enforce that. That has to, that would have to be initialed right there. But I think that it would also give people whose credit is crappy an opportunity to get a loan if they really, really needed one.
As opposed to what they can't get today. They just can't get it if they've got bad credit today.
And you'd be certain that person was going to pay it back instead of just leaving the house for foreclosure if it didn't make financial sense for them.
There you go, Johnson. Any comments?
Yeah. No, that's pretty much it. I was just a little surprised when I first heard it, and... I don't know what the solution is. I'm still a little iffy on it.
If we are desiring, Johnson, the freedom to contract, then we should be free to contract with our freedoms.
I still have a problem with in that some people, even no matter how much they read a contract, they're not going to be able to understand.
You're sounding like Manwich. You're sounding like kind of like a socialist there. Oh, because some people don't know to read their contracts. We should all be suffering. We should all have a contract restriction. Sorry, Johnson. Freedom for all or a none for nobody.
Well, that's not what you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm
not saying that I'm not saying that people shouldn't have to read their contracts. I'm saying that some contracts, some people are going to be incapable of comprehending. In other words,
I don't think that
some people, like, for example, some people are able to comprehend regular legal language. I can read, for example, the second draft of the Read the Bills Act.
I'm not very good at it either.
The FCC has been published, and I was able to read that and understand it.
Personally, I'm not very good at that, but I think that if we had a free market where people were desiring to enter into contract, and people just, like, all of a sudden people found out that they were signing into contracts where their arms were at risk, that they would get a little more careful about it, and then people would start refusing to sign complex contracts. If you can't understand something, don't sign it.
Yeah, I think some people also, though, there are extenuating circumstances, and people are sometimes ruled by passions, and I'll pay back this loan, and in fact, to show that I'll pay back this loan, I will sign
away. So, are you suggesting to protect that person from his own indiscretions?
Early on in this country, people signed indentured servant agreements that they would work for somebody for free for 7 years just so they could come over to America and be free. Don't you want people to have that kind of opportunity? I mean, the country was built on it.
There you go, Johnson. Good call. 800-259-9231. They'll give him something to think about. Jason, you've got comments. Hold them. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231. And since Johnson brought it up, looks like we had an email rolling about it. We'll check that out as well. Your calls, 800-259-9231. We're not talking about slavery. We're not talking about bringing back slavery. We're talking about your right to contract your own self. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Jason.
And Manly. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies have sent us their photos, and we put them up on our website because we love our female listeners here on Free Talk Live, and we really appreciate you. So that's the point of the Shrine. Be sure you go check that out at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. We've been talking about debtor's prison. We've been talking about your freedom, or your, or as I put it, you should have the freedom to contract yourself, to sign your freedom away if you want to. We got an email from the Chicagoan. And it's a fairly lengthy email. We're not going to get into it because he basically touches on some of the points that that we touched on last night about this. That first of all, he makes a point that we did have debtors' prisons at one point here in the United States.
Yep. Prior to the ratification of the Articles of Confederation.
Right? Actually, apparently, no. It was after that.
Really?
And he cites the exact.
I tell you, he probably knows more than I do about this.
Right.
Was it Georgia?
I do not fight with the those middle-aged historian types that listen to our show.
Robert Morris.
I'm not fighting them.
Robert Morris was imprisoned for debt in the Prune Street Prison from 1798 to 1801 for bankruptcy stemming from a bad land deal. But anyway, then he gets to the to his real point, and that is that if we had debt with gold and silver, it'd be one thing. But what we have today is so-called debt with Federal Reserve notes. And he's saying it would be a bad idea to bring back debtor's prison under today's system. And I absolutely agree with him on that one. That it was the same point that was made last night by one of our callers, that if we've got the system we have today, and that is this money system that's total BS, the money that you've got in your wallet, total bunk, it's worth virtually nothing, but we all think it's worth something because, well, we've just all been disillusioned and fooled into believing that. So the idea that you could put forth this debt in order to get into debt is just, like, totally contradictory. And so debtor's prison...
You did retract your opinion on that.
Debtor's prison would only work if there was real debt, meaning someone lent you some silver or some gold, not greenbacks, because they're worth nothing. And so he makes a great point. And he finally says, until we return to a real money system, we need to leave the idea of debtor's prison to curb profligate loans and defaults off the table. And even if we did return to sound money practices, unless a loan contract specifically designates imprisonment as a punishment for a default, which we're talking about, that's right. What we're suggesting here, he says he can't say he would support it. So Free Talk Live's solution works. We go back to real money, and then we can have debtor's prison back, and then people will be really responsible for the decisions they make in today's society.
How about that?
Now, it doesn't have to be just gold and silver either. I mean,
it could be anything.
What if what I'm kind of wondering here is currently under the current system, say a handyman service does some work for your house,
mm-hmm.
and you decide not to pay him because he gave you terms or whatever, and you decide not to pay him. I'm just wondering, and I'm not supporting it, I'm just kind of feeling it out. If he's not talking about the fiat money system, then what about services or items? For instance, if a bank lends you fiat money to purchase a home, in fact, they really haven't lent you so much money as they have purchased you a home and a place to live, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a product as opposed to fiat money. I don't know.
In a free market, you'd have competing currencies. Gold and silver are just what come to mind because that's what has been used for a long, long time for currency. It's easy to mint. It's easy to break down into different denominations, et cetera. It's easier to, it's easy to store. There may be better currency out there. There may be a better backing. And I'm sure the market eventually would find out what that is. And so competition is just as good for currency as it is for hamburgers. Jason, tell us about evolution. What's going on with Kansas?
Well, students in one Lisa Volan's advanced biology class examined flowers, lemons, and corn under a microscope, pondering how the plants evolved over time to improve their chances of survival. The Topeka West High School teacher does not discuss the biblical story of creation or that term they like to call intelligent design, just the big E word, as she jokingly calls it. Quote, I don't think you can talk about living organisms without talking about evolution, she said. We don't talk about religion. But classrooms like hers are under scrutiny again. In Kansas's seesawing battle over the teaching of evolution. Yes. Well, in 1999, the board deleted most references to evolution in the standard texts. Just took it all out. After elections...
Did they throw out all the National Geographics out of the library, too? They got all them pictures of monkey people and stuff.
Maybe so.
In them.
It's crazy.
How did they do it? I mean, can you commission... How could they delete them from the existing text? I would think that they could go and contact some religious educational organization and order new books that don't reference that evolution, but I can't imagine them going through there and ripping out pages from the science book.
Don't mind the whiteout, kids.
Uh-huh.
They did that at my Christian school, by the way. We had a book report due, and apparently the author was in town or something, so we were scheduled to speak with the author. So we did a book report. Everybody read the same book, and apparently it had some minor curse words. I remember one of the words that they lined out with a black magic marker was asinine. Right, and I'm in seventh or eighth grade. I remember the teacher that I had, and I would have had her in seventh or eighth grade.
Right.
And it's Christian school, I'll give you that. But really weird stuff. I went to the library and checked out the book. That's how I know what words they used.
Bizarro. Asinine. Asinine!
That's right. A good irony.
There's got to be more to this evolution thing. There's a bit of a conflict brewing. I can smell it here. 800-259-9231. If you want to take control of the show in the remaining moments, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The
been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to take control of the show in these the remaining moments here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. It's free. We'll let you know when... whatever you need to know about the show as far as new affiliates, new Shriners, anything that newsy with Free Talk Live, you'll find out if you're on the updates list. So, Kansas, they're duking it out, apparently, over evolution versus so-called
intelligent design.
Right.
Well,
what's going on?
School board subcommittee is planning 6 days of hearings in May, next month, in a few days. And advocates of intelligent design plan to present witnesses to critique evolution. Now, I have a problem with this because anybody can critique evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a theory. Although everything in the world points to evolution.
Well accepted by scientists all over the world.
Yes. I mean, it's not as if there's a serious scientific debate over evolution.
Like there is over global warming. There is a debate over global warming.
Right. There's no debate about
it. I saw one time I was listening to a talk radio show, and it was a debate between a guy who supported a scientist supports intelligent design and a scientist that supported evolution.
You're not really a scientist if you support intelligent design.
But they had a list of people that supported intelligent design, none of which were, in fact, biologists.
Right.
You know, there was a list of like 100 scientists or something like that. And then this guy, the other gentleman with the National Association of Science or something like that, mm-hmm. he says, and we have a list of our scientists that support evolution named Steve.
Oh,
and it's longer than theirs.
I've heard that.
It's just really funny. But
that's good.
Go ahead.
Quite so good. 6 days of argumentation over this?
Right. And there's a quote. We are concerned that the hearings will be an attempt to give scientific credibility to a non-scientific concept, said Alan Lenscher, or Leshner, rather, chief executive of the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
So he's talking about, he's worried that it's going to give credibility to intelligent design.
Right.
Right. And that's what the intelligent design people are trying to do, period, is gain some sort of credibility for their wacky ideas. That's the whole point of renaming it intelligent design versus creationism. They're trying to make it sound more scientific. They bring up, they're one of these people that has an agenda. They've got an agenda. They've got a goal. They've got a direction they want to go in. They've got, you know, the direction they want to go is that,
God in school.
Yeah, God in school. God created the earth and all the things on it. And here's how we're going to prove it. And then they go and they dig and they try to find some sort of bizarro, casual connections that, have some sort of emotional attachment to them, because really there was a great Penn and Teller episode on this particular issue.
That's right.
And one of these so-called intelligent design experts looked straight into the camera and delivered a line something like, "The Earth is absolutely 6,000 years old." This is what these people have to believe.
Right. Not only that, I mean, that's crazy enough, but I can't remember if it was the same fella, but he claimed that the Grand Canyon was cut in a matter of days.
Yeah, the 40 days or whatever.
Thanks to the flood. Noah's flood. Cut the Grand Canyon.
Garbage.
Absolute garbage.
How anyone could even listen to this for more than 10 minutes is beyond me.
No, people can listen to it. That's fine. But putting it in the classroom is not. No,
well,
that's not what ought to be going on.
The problem is government being in the classroom. The problem is government education. We don't have time to touch on that particular issue tonight, but if we got government out, then the religious people could send their kids where they wanted, and we could send our kids where we wanted. It's Free Talk Live. Back tomorrow night. It's Benny in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manuel.
See you tomorrow night, 8 Eastern. Log on, freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of